Holding up Samech Vavam Aveis. Start again from the two dots, the bottom two dots. Samech Vavam Aveis. Ashkechon, so far we came out that we know Tomid U Pesach, the Docho Shabbos. That when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the Korban on Shabbos. Hu Adin, the Korban Atomid, is brought every Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the Korban Atomid. We have psukim that these two korbanos are brought on Shabbos. How do we know the Yisoy that, let's say, rogue tzibur is tomei, you're allowed to bring the korban tzibur when we're tomei, and who are then if rove of the tzibur, most of the people are tomei, you're allowed to bring the korban atomid also even though we're tomei. How do we know that? Amri says it like this: ki hechi diyal of pesach mitomid. The same way we learn out the korban pesach from the chiddush of a korban tomid linyan Shabbos, like we had before psukim that on Shabbos you do bring the tomid. So it says the word Mayadoi Batomid and the word Mayadoi Batpesach. We learn out Pesach from Tomid to say that Erev Pesach Shabbos, you bring the Korban Atomid, the Korban Pesach. His Hochinami the same way, the opposite way. Yalev Tomid mi Pesach. We learn out Dinim, the Korban Atomid, from the Korban Pesach. Linyin Tumah. That if Rov Tzibah, most of the people are Tomei, still you can bring the Korban when they're Tomei. For the Gemara Pesach Gufim Minolon, even by Korban Pesach, how do we know the Talochim? How do we know if most of the Tzibur is Tomei, you're allowed to bring the Korban when they're Tomei, and who are then, they're allowed to eat the meat also at night, like we had before. So the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Ish, Ish, Ki Yiyeh Tomel Nefesh. The Pasuk says, by Erev Pesach, to bring a Korban Pesach, if a person, Ish, Ish, if one person, one by one, is Tomei, the Talochim is, he doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, but you have to wait to Pesach Sheni. So we dashen ish nitchel Pesach Sheni. One person, the yochid, he is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. If one or two people are tomei now on erev Pesach, they can't bring the korban, but rather they have to wait to Pesach Sheni. However, the diik is only ish ish singly. Mashenken v'ein tzibur nidochel Pesach Sheni. But at Tziba, most of the majority of the people, if they are Tomei, we cannot push off the majority of the people. Elo, what do we say? Avdi Betuma. They are allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, even though they're Tomei. So we see by Korban Pesach, this Yisoid, that if the Tziba bringing a Korban, if Rova the Tziba is Tomei, the Korban is Doicha. So really a Korban Pesach really is called a Korban Yochid. Everybody has to bring his own separate korban. Rashi says, like a Gemara later, a korban Pesach is called a korban tzibur, the osi bechnufin, because it comes everybody together. Like we had before, two or three groups come at a time. Bidich pirkin. So it's called a korban tzibur. Therefore, the locher is a korban tzibur is hutra or dechuya betabetame. If the robe of the tzibur is tamei, you're allowed to bring the korban. So this we know by korban Pesach. And we're learning out the Korban HaTomid from the Korban HaPesach. So the Gemara, Omalei Rav Shimon ben Lakish to Rav Yechanan. So Shimon ben Lakish didn't like this drosha. He asked a question on this to Rav Yechanan. Amy said, no, let's say like this. What's Yehodiyik, Rav Yechanan? Because the Pasuk says, Ish, Ish, one or two people, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. They can't bring the Korban if they're Tomid. But Mashma, Tzibur, most of the people are Tomid, we don't push them off, but we let them bring it right now. Rav Lakish said, no, let's say like this. Rish Lakish said, let's say like this, Ish nitchel Pesach Sheni. If one person is Tomei, he's pushed off to bring his korban on Pesach Sheni. But Tzibur, let's say if majority of the people are Tomei, I'll tell you then, less Lutakanto. Maybe then there's no hope for them. There's no way for them to bring a korban Pesach. Loi be Pesach Rishon, loi be Pesach Sheni. Not in Pesach Rishon because they're Tomei, and maybe not in Pesach Sheni either. Maybe that's Pshat the Pasuk. Ish. If one person is Tomei, he's pushed off. He could do it Pesach Sheni. Mashenkein, if the majority of the people are Tomei, since you have the majority not bringing it today, they're pushed off. Not today and not tomorrow. That's what Rish Lakish wanted to say. So from this Pasuk, I would not have any Raya at all. So how do I know the Yisoid that when the majority of the people are Tomei, you are allowed to bring the Korban when you're Tomei? El Omer Rish Lakish, even though the Havamin is very shrev, a modern Havamin, Rish Lakish is saying that if one person is Tomei, he has the right to bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. Wait till next month. The next month is the Chiddush of a Pesach Sheni. But where majority of the people are Tomei, they know they can't bring it today because they're Tomei. And there's no din Pesach Sheni about the Chiddush. But that's the Pshat on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ish Ish. only if a single person is Tomei, he has the right to do it Pesach Sheni. But a majority, no. There's no din Pesach Sheni when rove, most of the people are Tomei. But Shkoke says, but maybe who are din now also, they can't do it. That there's no hope for them. So how do we know the din? No. They say that if majority of the people are Tomei, they are allowed to bring the korban now when they're Tomei. How do we know that? El Amr Hashem Ben Lokish, Mihocha, from here. The pasuk says, "Vayishalchu min amachne kol tsurua v'chol zav v'chol tomel nefesh." These are the three different types of tumis, and the loch is the mitzvah essay to throw them out of the machne. Exactly which machne we'll see in the Gemara. Each one has its own machne. Really, we have three machnes. There's machne Yisrael, like in the Midbar where the Jews live, machne Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael that will be called machne Yisrael will be Yerushalayim. Then there's machne Leviya. That's the Har HaBayis. That's right around outside the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's Machne Shechina, that's inside only in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So there are three different Machnes for these three different Tumis. But the Pasuk says, V'yishalchum. You have to throw out of the Machne a Metzora, a Zav, and a Tomel Nefesh, a Tomei Meis. So more Eskash like this. Yoymet Tomei Meisim. The Pasuk should just say, the Issa Tomei Meisim. If somebody touched a Meis, or you have to take him out of the Machne. Val yoyim azovin umetzorin. It shouldn't have said a mitzora or a zav. It shouldn't have said a mitzora or a zav. It shouldn't have said. Vani yoyim me myself. I would say im tumei meisim mishdalchim. If a person has just touched a mace, he has this tummy touched a mace. He has to be sent out of the machne. Zovin umetzorin lekolshkein. Don't I know for sure a zav or a mitzora? A zav means that he had this letting come out of him two times in a row. Or a Mitzorah, he has this Mitzoras on his body, that their Tumah is more strict. We'll see in the Gemara how we know they're more Chomer. But like Kol Shchein, for sure they have to be sent out of the Machne. Tagrashi says, Zobinu Mitzorayin, Chamurin Mitumei Meisim, they are more Chomer, more strict than the Tumah of somebody that touched the Mace. Sherei Tumah Yoitzalei Megufan. Why? Because that Tumah comes out of the body itself. A Zav comes out of you, and a Mitzoras you have on your body, a Mitzorah. El HaKorchus, the question is, what did the Pasuk have to say? All these three type of Talmudic person have to be thrown out of the Machne. Is El HaKorchus, Ki Yitzruch, Zav HaMetzora, Leichen Dien Tomei Meis Mishtalech Yitzruch. That has to be a case that a Tomei Meis is not sent out. Only a Metzora and a Zav is sent out. So that's why I need a Chiddush, that a Metzora and a Zav is sent out. Now where's this case? El, you have to say like this. Yesh Lechor Shor, you have a special time, Shezovinu Mitzoroyim Mishtalchin. True. We have to send out of you, out of the Beis HaMikdash, or Mitzoroyim, or Rezav, they're not allowed to go in. But I'll tell you, V'yem Timayim Mesim Mishtalchin. For the person that just touched the mace, that he's an Av HaTumah now, he is not sent out of the Beis HaMikdash. There is such a case. That's why the Pasuk got to say all three of them. V'yezer, where's this case? Even though usually a Tomei mace, someone that touched the mace, is not allowed to go into the Machne Shechina, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Where is the case that he is allowed to go in? The Yezem, the Pesach HaBo B'Tumah. I tell you, this is the case where by Korban Pesach, if Rove of the Tzibur is Tomei, we say, Nalokar is, you are allowed to bring the Korban, even though you're Tomei. And that means that Tumah is Hutra of the Chuyah B'Tzibur, that you're allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, even though you're Tomei. So that's the, this is the, we know the Halacham. That if the Rove Tzibur is Tomei and Erev Pesach, you could come into the Beis HaMikdash and do the korban even though you're Tomei. Shrashi b'tumah, kisharoyv tzibur tmeim. When most of the tzibur is Tomei, b'meis, most of the tzibur touched the meis, then oisin Pesach b'tumah. You are allowed to bring the korban Pesach even though the people are Tomei, and they're allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash to bring it. Mashenken v'zovin ha-metzoroyin shebem nidchim. But if a person that's a zav, or a person that's a Mitzori has leprosy upon him, he has these different simonim of Mitzoras, he has a bigger Tomei, he's not allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash, even to bring his Korban Pesach. That's where Rish Lakish wants to learn out this Yisoid. Omer Abaye, Abaye has a question like this. Ihochi, if this is true, that Rish Lakish had a kasha, what did the Pasuk have to say, V'yishalchem in amachne kol tzruah v'chol zav v'chotom nefesh? What did the Pasuk say, all three? Let it just say the less one, Tomei nefesh. The Torah says there's a case that Tomei Nefesh is allowed to go in, and just that Mitzorah and Zav is thrown out. Yochi, this is true. Leima Nami, why don't you ask a question like this? Yoim Mezav or Tomei Mesim. The Torah just should have said a Zav and a Tomei Mes. And it shouldn't have said a Mitzorah, which is more strict. We are Yoim Mitzorah. Why does the pasuk got to say a mitzvah also? There's a mitzvah essay to throw him out of the machne. V'ani yomer, I would say myself, I would know like this. Zav mishdaleach madach, a person that's a zav. He had to let him come out of his aver 2 times, 2 days in a row. He's called the zav. He has to be thrown out of the machne. Mitzvah l'kol shchein, a person that's had a tumas mitzvah, which we'll see in the Gemara soon says why this mitzvah is more chomer, but it's a more stricter tumah mitzvah. L'kol shchein, for sure he has to be thrown out of the machne. Why does the pasuk have to say a mitzvah and a zav? Let the pasuk just say a zav. Elo uchru, according to Rish Lakish, what should you have to say? Elo, you should have to say like this. Yesh lechosho, you should have to tell him there is a certain time, she mitzvahim mishdalchim. True. A person that's a mitzvah, leprosy, he has to be thrown out of the Beis HaMikdash. V'ein zovinu tumeyim mesim mishdalchim. But there has to be a time that even a zav, and even a tumey mace, somebody that just touched a mace, he is not sent out of the Beis HaMikdash. Where is this case? How are you going to have this case there? Tesach above a tumah. According to your Rish Lakish, you have to answer also that this, because that is the case of Erev Pesach, come that your person is a mitzvah, he cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash. He is nitchem. But a person that's a zav, he is allowed to bring a korban Pesach. That's what you have to tell me according to your Rish Lakish. And we know that's not true. For the more v'chit tamer, maybe you want to tell me hochinarma that it is true. No, the chiddush now is even a zav, not only a person that touched a mace, a tamei mace, is allowed to bring a korban Pesach if the majority, most of the people, touched mesim. But you have to tell, say now, if most of the people are zavim, they're also allowed to bring a korban Pesach. In fact, tomorrow, that's not true. For your Tanan, we learned like this. Pesach haba betuma. In the case that majority, most of the people are tamei, that you're allowed to bring the korban Pesach even though you are tamei, is alocha lo yoichlu mimenu zavim v'zavis. But a person that's a zav, or an isha that's a zava, an isha that saw the dam nidus, or the dam, 3 days in a row, after the nidus, the 11 days, when isha becomes a zavah, usually the first time she sees dam, she's a nidah, the 7 days, then there's 11 days, after the 11 days, then the next days that she sees 3 days in a row, she's called a zavah. But I call upon him, a man that's a zavim, or an isha that's a zavais, or else nidus, an isha stam, she saw dam nidus, via ledes, Nisha gave birth, all these people are tamei. The halacha is, they're not allowed to bring the korban Pesach. So you see clearly, even though the majority of the people are tamei, that we say the korban Pesach is brought for tumah, but which type of a tumah? Only the tumah of tamei meis. Mashek and other type of tumahs, or zav, or a zavon, or a nidus, a ledes, they cannot bring the korban Pesach. Via machlu, let's say they ate from the korban Pesach pturim. Their potter is no chi of chorus. This much they don't have. If they eat, even though they're tamei, if they eat from the korban Pesach, they're pot, they don't have the chi of korus. But akoponim and mitchila, they are not allowed to bring the korban. This is akash, according to Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, you dasha from this pasuk. Why does it say all three? You should be a question. Why does it say zav also? It should be zav, should be allowed to bring a korban Pesach. And here it says clearly, a zav is not allowed to bring it. Like Rashi says, lo yechum emenu, the chidakinon, that will make a diak. Ish nitche. It's only if the rove people touch the mason, they're tamei mace, then they're allowed to bring korban Pesach. Because the pasuk says clearly, if you are tamei because you touched a dead person, then you're allowed to go and bring korban Pesach. By him we're medayik ish v'loy tzibur. Alma mihosam yalav imoshachu reshlokas zav nam l'shtori. Because here the Brisa says clearly, if you're a Zav or a Nidon, you can't bring the Korban Pesach. Now, according to Rish Lakish, a Zav should be allowed to. So Gemara says, Elohim Rabbi. Abaye says, this is the way how we know the Din. Li'olam Mikra Kama. Really, Rabbi Yochanan's Drosha was the right Drosha. That what? That the Pesach said again, Ish, Ish, Kiyir Tomla Nefesh. If one or two people of that Tomla Nefesh, they touch the mace, they can't bring the Korban Pesach. They have to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But it's dik only if a yochid, one or two people. But when you have the majority of the people, and rove people, are tamei mesim, then they are allowed to bring korban Pesach. That's Rabbi Yochanan's drosha. Now, Rish Lakish asked the question, how do you know that a tzibur could bring it? Maybe a tzibur has no eitzah, not here, not now, and not Pesach Sheni. The Teretz is like this. Elom Rabbaya, liyo le mikra kama. im keim nichta rachmona ish ish kiye tomei. Is kiye kiye tomei le nefesh lomli. Why does the pasuk say tomei le nefesh? So it's a diyuk only to a tomei meis. He has the halachon that he's allowed to bring a korban b'tzibur. The chitayim maybe tell him like this. Hai le nefesh. That's what the pasuk says. If you touch the meis, lochu the yosus. Come to tell me this chiddush that hatomei meis hu the nitzchel pesach sheni. Maybe only a person that touched the meis, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But maybe Talmud Apostle is telling me no. Even one yochid, even one single person, if he has other tumas on him, he's a zav or he's a mitzvira, maybe he's allowed to bring a korban Pesach. Maybe the pshat from the pasuk is ish ish ki yeh tumla nefesh, only if you touch the mace. If you have tumas mace on you, then you can't bring your korban Pesach. But maybe other tumas are allowed to bring a korban Pesach. But tomorrow, no, but Tanya learned in the Bryce not like that. Yochol, I would think, lo yeh oisin pesach sheni, ela tumeya mesim, maybe only a person that touched a mace. He couldn't bring the korban because he was a tumey mace. He has a right on the next month to bring a pesach sheni. Or else, v'shoya b'derech rechayka, if somebody was tor, but just he was far away from Yerushalayim, he couldn't make it, he was an onus, he was by accident, he couldn't make it to Yerushalayim in time to bring the pesach rishon. Then the locher is, he brings a pesach sheni. What about Zovin and Mitzarayin? If somebody was a Tomei because he was a Zav, or a Mitzaras, or else Boila Nidus, somebody has Boila Nisha Nida, the Lach is he also has Tomei Nidus on him. Minayin, how do we know such a person also, that he's Tomei now in Erev Pesach, so he's not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach? How do we know he could bring a Pesach Sheini? Talmudim, where the Pasuk says, Ish Ish, Lenefesh. Buzz Ish Ish. The Pasuk, Talmudim, Ish Ish. Mashm anybody, it's a ribuy. Ish ish. Not only one person, but a ribuy, a few people. If any type of tummy that you have, for any reason, because you were tummy, that you were not allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon, the locher is you are allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's the diak from ish ish. Not only if it touched a mace, but who are then if you're a Zav or a Mitzayra, the same halachon. Pesach Rishon, now that you're tummy, you're not allowed to bring the korban. But next month, when it comes Pesach Sheni, and you're Torah then, you are Torah then, you are allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. This is the real raya now. Now we have a question, why did the Torah say the word lenefesh? Why did the Pasuk say, ish ish, ki yeh tom lenefesh? The Pasuk says, if you are a tomei nefesh, that means, you're a person that you touch the mace, so you have tumas mace on you, you are not allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon. What then do you have to do? You have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now the question, why did the Torah say only if it touched the mace? We just had a reboot to say, ish, ish, that no matter what type of a tumah you have on you, even if you're a mitzvah only, or even if you're only a zav, still it's the same halacha, that you can't bring the korban now, but you're pushed off to next month to Pesach Sheni. So if any type of a tumah you have, you're pushed off, why does the Torah say, ki yatom lenefesh? Why dafka tumah mace? We just had a ribu, any type of a tumah, even if you're zav and mitzvah. Why does the pasuk say now, dafka kiyah tumah lenefesh, only if you touch the mace? So the diyuk is like this. This is what the Torah means. Ish was single person, nitchel pesach sheni. He is pushed off to bring this korban on pesach sheni next month, not now in erev pesach. But the diyuk is, v'ein tzibur nitchel pesach sheni. But a tzibur, where a majority of the people are tummy now, they are not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. What then do they do? Ela avde betumah. But they have a heter right now to bring the korban rishon, Pesach rishon, right now on erev Pesach, yudalad benisin. If the majority of the people are tummy, they're allowed to bring the korban even though they're tummy. But which type of a tumah is it? V'chi avde tzibur betumah. When we say that the tzibur is allowed to bring the korban, even though the tomei, when is that? By which type of a tumah? Dafke b'tomei meis. That's what the pasuk says. Ki yiyeh tomei l'nefesh. When they touch the mace. If they touch the mace, then the diik is only a one person is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But when the tzibur, the majority of the people touch the mesim, and they're all tomei mesim, they're allowed to bring the korban right now. But only if they have tumas mace on them. Avul shar tumas. But let's say the majority of the people became Zovim, or the majority of the people became Mitzaroim. Most of them became leprosy. So even though most of them are Tomei, still the Locher is Lo Yavdi. They can't do a Pesach Rishon. A Pesach Sheni, Havada they could do. If it will come next month, and by next month they're Torah, Havada they could bring it. But I call upon him now, you can't say that with the majority of the people are Tamei, there's ain't like Takonim. That was our Shlokish's Kasha. Let's say only a single person, he has a Takonim. If he's Tamei today, he can't bring it Erev Pesach. What should he do? Wait till next month, bring a Pesach Sheni. But maybe only a Yochid, one person. Where Shlokish said, but the majority of the people are Tamei, maybe there's no Eitzim. They can't bring it today because they're Tamei, and they can't bring a Pesach Sheni. Maybe that's the halacha of a tzibur. So Yochid says no, because according to you, why does the Torah have to say the word lo yiyat ki yiyat tam lenefesh? Why does the pasuk say only because they have a tumas mace? If you're telling me now a yochid that he's tamei, whether he's a zav or a mitzray or a tamei mace, has the same halacha that today on erev Pesach he can't bring it, but he has to wait to Pesach Sheni. And according to Resh Lakish, you're telling me when the tzibur is tamei, no matter what type of a tumah they have, they can't bring it today and they can't bring it next month. So why does the Torah say a chiddush dafka by tamei mace? So does Dr. Abaye, the pshat is like Rabbi Yechonit said. The halacha that there's a din, only if you touch the mace, you have a special halacha, that's the halacha by the tzibur. If most of the people became tamei maceim, that the halacha is, they're allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. They're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon. They have no din Pesach Sheni, but rather they could bring it right down Erev Pesach. That's the diak. What type of a tumah could they do it down Erev Pesach? Only tamei nefesh, where they touch the mesim. If they're tamei mesim, that tumah the Torah says they're allowed to bring today. Mashenkin, if the tzibur has other tumah on them, most of them are mitzaron, or they're zovim, then the lachar is, they can't bring the carbon rishon. Carbon sheni, if they're Torah, they can bring it in. This is the raya to the halacha, like we're saying. Therefore, it's good what we're saying till now, that a carbon Pesach could be brought to tumah. If the majority of the people are tamei, they're allowed to bring the carbon Pesach. Hu adin, a carbon atomid, we learn out, the pasuk says, moyada moyadoi, you learn out carbon atomid from the carbon of Pesach. So hu adin, in the morning, every day, when you bring a tamid shal shachar, if most of the kahanim are tamei, or most of the tzibur is tamei, you are allowed to bring the carbon, even though they're tamei. So the morrow, Omar Rav Chizda, Mitzayro shenichnas lefnim mechitzosai, a Mitzayro that came inside its mechitzis, where he was not supposed to be, he came inside the locheris potter. He doesn't get malchus. Now the locher Mitzayro, he's the most chomadika toma. A Mitzayro has to go outside of Machna Yisrael. He's not allowed to be in Yerushalayim at all. He has to go outside Machna Yisrael. His man Yidin were in the Midbar, he had to be outside the Machna. That's the din of a Mitzayro. Now let's say a Mitzayra walks inside Machna Yisrael, or walks inside Yerushalayim, he doesn't get Malkus. Why not? The Chur is allowed not to come in. The Torah says it's called a Lav HaNitik Liasei, because it's an essay right away, as soon as you go inside, right away go outside. That's called a Lav HaNitik Liasei. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Bodod Yeshev Machus LaMachne, Machus LaMachne Moshavai. This is the Pasuk by a Mitzayra. A Mitzayra, the Torah says, Bodod Yeshev, he has to sit by himself, Michutz LaMachne Meshavoy, outside Machne Yisroel, that's where he has to be sitting. So we dash like this, Bodod Yeshev Levadin, he has to be sitting outside there by himself, nobody else around him. What does that mean? Outside Machne Yisroel. Because if he would be allowed to be inside Machne Yisroel, inside Yerushalayim, why is he called Levadin? There are other people there also. Elamai, the Mitzayra, that's the Moschomet Gadin. He has to be sent out of even Machne Yisroel. Then the pasuk says, "Michutz la'machne mashovei." What does that mean? Hakosav nitka liyesei. The Torah says that Lo Yitzur the Mitzrayim did go inside right away. Michutz la'machne mashovei. Go again outside the machne. So it's considered a lav hanitka liyesei. Even though you're over the lav, the Torah right away gives you an esther. Like Rashi says, "Nitka liyesei." The yafagav the lav, bosa lav ksiv. Even though this essay is not after the lav, hakochel and kuke lav osa. The kaim lav. Anytime a Torah says alav, and then right away the Torah says an essay to do something, we say there's no Einish Malkus, but rather do the essay, and that's Misak in the lav. Like by Gezel. If somebody steals, there's a mitzvah essay of Heshiv HaSakzelim. You're supposed to return the Gezel. So since the lav of stealing has the essay to it, you don't get Malkus. And Poshu Pshat is because it's not Deimah to the lav of Chsimah. The Torah says you get Malkus in the Torah. The Torah says that near the lav, of you're not allowed to muzzle your animal while you're working with it, that there's no essay to it. But any time the lav has an essay to it, you don't get malchus. That's called the lav on nitin yasei. Therefore, Metzora goes inside the Machni Yisrael, he doesn't get Malkus. That's what Rav Chisda said. Eisrei, for the Ma'akashan Rav Chisda, Metzora she nichnas leflimim michitzosei. If a Metzora walks inside the Machni Yisrael, is Baboyim, he does get Malkus. You see, clearly not like Rav Chisda. Weite Zovin v'zovoi she nichnasu leflim michitzosei. Or Zav or a Zovam, if they go inside their Mechitzis, with their only, they're allowed to be a Machna Yisrael. Just as Zav is not allowed to go into Machna Leviya. Machna Leviya means the whole Harabayis. The Harabayis you're not allowed to go into. Maisa today, that will make that war Machmir. If you go to Yerushalayim today and you want to go near the Kaisel, nobody goes inside the Kaisel. Because even though we'll soon see as Tomei Meis, you're allowed to go inside further the Kaisel, you're just not allowed to go into the Mokam Amigdish itself, Machna Shechina. But because we're a Balkari, because we're a Zav, the locker is you have to go out of the Machna Leviya. You're not allowed to go into the Harabayis. So therefore we're Machma not to go into the Harabayis, we stay only by the Kaisel and don't go up further inside the Kaisel. Behind the Kaisel is already called Machna Leviya, that's called the Harabayis. That a Zovin and Zovois and a Balkari are not allowed to go there. And if they do go inside the Machna Leviya, the locher is barboyim. What about a Tumei Mace? Somebody that touched a mace, the most people today have Tumei Mace on them, because the Zman is there, once you touch the mace, you can't become Torah, because we don't have any more the Mechatis, we don't have any more the Paraduma. So everybody is a Tumei Mace. The locher is Mutter Likonis L'Machna Leviya. A Tumei Mace is allowed to go into the Machna Leviya, into the Arabayis. The Loi Tumei Mace Vavad, not only a person that touched a mace, Omru, El Afilu Mace Atzmoi. Even the mace itself, you're allowed to bring the mace itself into the Machna Leviya, into the Harabayis, just not into the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Beis HaMikdash itself, that's called the Machna Shechina, that's also for Tumei Mace. Now what's the raya that even the mace himself, you're allowed to bring into the Machna Leviya? The raya is, Shenemar, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikach Moshe Satzumais Yosef Imoi. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef, he's the mace, and Yosef is mace, he took an Imoi with him. And we darshan ima b'mechitzosai, with him and his mechitzas. Now Moshe was a Levi, so Moshe was a Machna Leviya. So you see, he was allowed to bring a mace into Machna Leviya. So the loch of a Tomei mace, he's the most kaldik alocha. His din to go out of the Machna only means he's not allowed to be a Machna Shechina. In the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash itself, or Tomei mace is not allowed to go into. But to go into the Kaisel, just to go up to Harabayis, as a Tomei mace alone, you would be allowed to. The reason why we're machmer not to go there, because of the Zov and the Zav and the Balkari can't go there. So the kids here, it's the spirit of Chizda. Here it says the Metzora that goes inside Machni Yisrael gets Malkus. If you also have Chizda's Drosha to make it into a Lav HaNitik L'Yasei. It's like a Machlokes Tanoim. So Rashi says, Machni Leviva says, Kol Harabayis Chus L'Chaim Esazorah. Outside the Azorah of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash is only considered the Machna Leviya. That's the whole Harabayis. And by Moshe it says, Ima ya Moshe Levi hoya. Rashi Tanoihi, Dika Tanoi de loy maisla kroli yese, heliten loy machna shlishis. There is a Tana that doesn't use this posik of bodad yeshim chusla machna for Rav Chizda's drosha, but rather for other droshes. Where does Machlokes Tanoim? The Tanya, we learned like this. The posik says, by a Mitzvah, Bodod Yeshev Vidashin Levadai. That means Bodod Yeshev Levado Yeshev. That a Metzora has to sit by himself. What does that mean? Shelo Yiyu Tumeyim Acherim Yeshev Mimoy. Even other people that are Tumei are not allowed to be near a Metzora. They can't be near the Metzora. In other words, a Zav or a Zavon cannot be in the same Machna where a Metzora is. Or means, if I can, a Metzora can't be in the same Machna where they are. What does that mean? Yochel, I would think, Yehei Zovin Utumei Mesin Mishtalchen L'Machnaches. So good. So far, Metzora has to be outside Machna Yisrael. But what about a Zav and a Tumei Mesin? Maybe they both have the same halacha, that whether you're a Zav or a Balkari, or whether you touch the mace, you have to be sent out of a Machna. Maybe it's both the same Machna. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says no. V'lo Yitamu Es Machnehem. The Pasuk there before speaks out all of them. It says, V'chol Zav, V'chol Tzeruah, and there it says, each one has his own machne. It doesn't say lo yitamu es machne, but it says machnehem. Litein machne lezeh or machne lezeh. Each one of them has their own special camps where they have to go out of. And the locher is a tomei meis, it has to go out of machne shechina. he's not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash himself. He can't go into the Azara. A Zavra Metzorah,